title appears as a long-haired man surfs, Johnny Tsunami.
Hey, Johnny, check out your grandpa.
Yeah, he's the best.
Three boys lounge on a beachside deck. One of them flips through a photo album.
That's okay, Jake. We really didn't want any.
Sorry, brah.
Jake shares a tray of cut-up fruit. He points to newspaper clippings in the album. A headline reads, "Local surfer rescues three in vicious storm."
Oh, hey, there it is. There.
Oh, see, I told you it was real, dude. Hey, Johnny, tell him the story.
Oh, well, it happened a long time ago. My dad was still a baby, and there's this small plane that crashed over there past the reef. Grandpa paddled out there, found those people barely alive.
The dark-haired Johnny lies against a tree.
Yeah, but I thought that was just a story. Someone made it for the tourist books.
Oh, no, for real, dude. That's how he got his name, Johnny Tsunami. Those are the raddest waves ever. And he rode in with those people on his board. Saved all three of them.
The surfer joins them.
Hey, Bono, you never get tired of looking at messed up old book.
Hey, can I show Jake the medallion?
Yeah, all right. Can we see it?
Yeah, you know it is.
Yeah.
Inside a house, Johnny takes a medallion with a rainbow lanyard off a wall covered in photos and other mementos. He smiles at it, then returns to his friends and grandfather on the deck behind the house. He holds up the medallion, which bears an image of a surfer.
A tsunami medallion, given to the best surfer in Hawaii. Right, Grandpa?
Well, I don't know about the best, but it's been handed down for years to the person who best exemplifies what surfing is. Respect for nature, courage to serve, brotherhood, the Hawaiian way, eh? And maybe someday, if you're lucky, one of you might win.
Johnny's grandpa gives him a wink.
This is cool.
Johnny gazes off. Elsewhere, spectators watch a surfing competition.
The young Grom, Johnny Capahala, snags yet another wave here in the finals. Notable mention, he is the only Am to float to the semis and make it to the finals. Not surprising when you consider the fact he is the grandson of the legendary Johnny Tsunami. Well, you couldn't ask for better conditions today here at Pipe. Slight texture chop on the water, but the offshores prevail. Guys,
look, Will, here's Johnny.
Hey, he looks good.
Johnny rides through a wave. Two men on a raised platform look down.
Hey, Johnny Tsunami. How's it, bro?
Hey, Big Mike. Came by to make sure the tadpole carries on the family's good name, eh?
How are they doing?
Looks kind of close. I think your boy's going to need a 10-point ride here.
Hey, Mike, how much time?
20 seconds.
20 seconds? He's never going to make it.
Dude, don't send him the negative vibe.
It's okay, Jake. You get plenty of time.
Mike looks through binoculars.
There's a set, but he's only got 10 seconds left. He's got to get up before that horn blows or he's out.
Mahala, he has priority over Tamayo.
That's too big.
No way. It's perfect.
Out on the water, Johnny lies on his surfboard as he moves up on a large wave. He gets to his feet.
Just made the wave.
Johnny carves along the wave as it curls over on itself.
It's almost closed out.
The wave obscures Johnny.
It's gonna get worse.
Dang!
Johnny's friends, his grandpa, and a woman watch from the shore. The woman shields her eyes from the sun with her hand.
Come on, where is he?
Grandpa points.
Right there.
The massive wave curls into a barrel. Johnny emerges from the massive wave, still on his board.
Yeah!
He raises his fist, then hits the top of the wave again as it breaks. Jake and two other boys rush toward him as he returns to shore.
Yeah, good job! Dude, that was insane!
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, dude. Hey, Jake kept saying you got slammed.
I didn't say that, Eddie.
It's okay, Jakey. I thought it was too.
See, he thought he was too.
Hey!
Hey, Mom, Grandpa, guys came.
Oh, no. When was the last time I missed a major surfing contest? Especially one with my grandson in it, eh?
Hey, where's Bob?
He had to work, but I know he wanted to be here, honey.
Oh. Yeah, no matter.
In a foyer, a man types at a computer with his back to a set of doors. On the porch outside, Johnny sets down his surfboard atop a pile of others, then comes inside. The man keeps his eyes on the computer screen. Johnny glances at him and starts to saunter away.
No aloha for the old man?
Oh, hey, Pop, I didn't want to interrupt.
I heard you had a good day.
Oh, yeah, there's some rad waves. Sorry you couldn't make it again.
Johnny turns away. His dad turns to face him.
Unfortunately, I was stuck here, writing some rad code
for the Net Study project.
I'll try to get there next time.
Johnny nods and forces a grin. His father turns back to the computer.
Hey, so Net Study, that's the one where you hook up all the schools and they, like, share the same files and stuff?
That's the one. You want to see how it works?
Sure.
Since we're only connected here on the island, let's go with something local.
Johnny's dad types into a search engine, Pro Surfing Money List.
$34,000. Wow. You'd think these guys would be earning a lot more than that.
Real subtle, Pop. You know what? No matter what you say, I'm not giving up.
I'm just laying out the facts. Maybe it'll save you from ending up like my father.
Why wouldn't I want to be like Grandpa? That'd be awesome.
You know what would be even more awesome?
What?
If someday, when you decided to have a family, you'd have a job that would allow you to support them and be there for them when they needed you.
Johnny steps away.
I'll let you get back to work.
His mom approaches.
Hey, kiddo.
You hungry? I saved you some dinner.
Nah, I already had some at Grandpa's. I'm just gonna go upstairs and do my homework.
Hey, listen. I'm really proud of you. You did a great job today.
Thanks, Mom.
Johnny heads upstairs. His mom turns toward his dad.
You're never going to win that argument with him, you know.
There's got to be something that can counteract the influence my lunatic father has on him.
Hey, I love that lunatic, and so does Johnny, so watch it.
She swats her husband with a stack of mail, then flips through it.
Johnny spends way too much time with him, though.
Pete, your dad is a good man. He would never do anything to hurt Johnny.
He would never mean to.
I take it you haven't told him yet.
No.
It's never easy to deliver news you know is going to break someone's heart, but we have to tell him. Soon.
Pete locks eyes with Mel, then pulls her in for an embrace. A golden sky hangs over small waves as they break on shore. Photos hang on a window looking out at the water. In one, a person stands by a row of increasingly tall surfboards. A photo of Johnny's grandpa stands on a shelf behind a bed. Lying in bed, Johnny stirs. He gets up and looks out the window. Johnny throws on a white t-shirt to go with the board shorts he slept in. He comes downstairs with a backpack slung over one shoulder. Mel stands in the kitchen. Pete sits at a counter.
Morning, Pop. Going down to Grandpa's. There's a killer swell.
We need to talk to you first.
Can we do it later? Jake and Eddie are already out there.
Johnny, this can't wait.
Johnny regards his parents.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, we just,
well, we have some news.
We just got our first really major Net Study contract.
That's rad, Pa.
Yeah, it'll be the pilot program in a series of prep schools, starting with one called Skyline Academy. It's private, great teachers, and very exclusive.
So you have to go and set it up?
Exactly.
So how long will you be gone?
Pete glances at Mel.
It's not just a matter of a quick trip. It's more like a move. A move back east.
You're moving back east? Like where? Kauai?
Back east, like the east coast of the United States. New England. And not just me, all of us.
Johnny looks at Mel, who scratches her head.
When are we leaving?
In a week. Everything's been arranged for us already. The house, car.
I know how you must be feeling right now, but I really think you're going to love it there. You'll get a great education. You'll make...
Can I just go surfing now?
You sure you're okay about this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Outside, Johnny and his friends carry surfboards onto the beach.
Yeah, man. Like, why didn't you just say something?
Well, what was I gonna say? Have a nice trip. Write me when you get there.
You never know. That could work.
Maybe it won't be that bad.
Dude, there's no waves there. No surfing. It's freezing. It's like the North Pole.
Hello? I think he knows that, Jake.
Let's just go surfing. I want to forget about this.
If it were me, I'd run away.
Jake!
Johnny, Jake, and Eddie ride up and down on waves of various size, pivoting at the top as they break. Johnny carves along a large wave, sticking his hand in the water as he goes. Later, he sits with his grandpa on the beach.
I really don't want to go, Grandpa.
You know, when you were born, your mom and pop named you Johnny, but I named you Pono. You know why?
Because it means goodness?
Exactly. And no matter what, you always seem to find the good in everything.
Well, I'm looking, Grandpa. I just don't see it.
Remember a couple of days ago on the TV they said a storm was going to come ashore?
Yeah, I thought it was going to blow out the championships.
Look what happened. The storm stalled and probably sent you the killer wave you rode for the win.
I just don't want to stay there forever. In Vermont.
You better not. You gotta come back for this.
Grandpa holds up the medallion.
Gotta make sure it stays in the family, eh?
Pete and Mel stand by an SUV.
Johnny! Come on! We're gonna miss the plane!
And I don't think they give him for surfing the internet.
Johnny gazes off. Grandpa regards him.
Gonna miss you, Pony.
Miss you too, Grandpa.
Remember, you always get a home here. Always.
Grandpa walks Johnny to the vehicle. He shakes Pete's hand as he hugs Mel.
Hey, Johnny. Did you remember to leave something warm unpacked? It might be pretty cold when we get to Vermont.
Nah, I'll be okay. How bad can it be? Oh, man.
Snow falls as Johnny gets off a plane in short sleeves. He rubs his arms as he passes his parents, who wear coats. A station wagon drives down a road beside a snow-covered mountain. Pete smiles as he drives.
Vermont sure has its own beauty.
Is it always going to be this cold?
You'll be amazed at how much warmer it is after you put on the right clothes.
Out his window, Johnny spots a group of kids sledding down a nearby hill. Another group throws snowballs as they build a snowman. Later, they drive past a row of parked cars where skiers prepare their gear. Johnny holds a blanket around himself as he gazes out the window. He spots a sign that reads, Snowboard Rentals, Demos. A brief smile crosses his face. On a suburban street, the station wagon pulls into the driveway of a brick house. Johnny rubs his arms as he steps inside. He looks toward a fully furnished living room with a fireplace and a few stacks of cardboard boxes. Mel steps in behind him.
Wow. What do you think?
Well, it's different. That's for sure.
Mel wraps her arms around Johnny. Johnny enters his new bedroom. Sunlight spills onto the off-white walls from a set of bay windows. A framed poster on the wall reads, Ski, Snowmass, Colorado. Johnny hangs a poster of a surfer over it.
That's right, New England. Surf's up.
Pete enters the upstairs hallway.
Hey, Pop, can I call Grandpa? I want to let him know that we're here.
I'm sure he knows, Johnny.
But I told him that...
Tell you what. Why don't we try looking forward to what's in front of us instead of what's back in Hawaii? Besides, your grandfather's not going anywhere. Except maybe the beach for a couple hours.
Okay.
And speaking of what's ahead, here's your class schedule. There's also some information about the academy in here.
Pete opens a folder.
I wish I could have gone to a place like this when I was your age.
You don't have to sell me, Dad. We're here.
Right.
A snow-frosted sign outside a school reads, Reserved, Pete Capahala.
Look at this, will ya? Your pop's got his very own parking space with his name on it and everything.
Yeah, that's great, Pop.
Come on.
They walk together.
You've got your class schedule?
Yeah.
You want me to take you in before I head to the computer room?
No, I can do it.
You sure?
Pop, I'll be fine. I'm not gonna make a break for it or anything.
All right. Remember, I'm staying late, so you have to catch the bus.
No problem, Pop.
From a long staircase, Johnny looks up at the Academy, a sprawling brick building with a clock between two central towers. Inside, he peers through the slender window of a classroom door, then enters, clad in a casual outfit, including a Hawaiian shirt. The other students wear formal uniforms.
You must be Johnny.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to American history. Why don't you have a seat over by Britt?
A broad-shouldered boy looks up.
What planet did he beam down from?
Hawaii, bro. It's actually a state, not a planet.
Johnny sits.
As long as we're on the subject, Britt, could you give us some information about the Hawaiian Islands? Cultural, historical, anything you can muster?
They all wear lame clothes.
Miss Arthur folds her arms.
I'm sorry, Miss Arthur. It won't happen again.
Why don't we just start with the basics? Could you please name the principal islands of the Hawaiian chain?
Brett's eyes wander. He looks back at a blonde girl who raises her hand.
Emily, how about you?
Hawaii, Kauai, Lanai, Maui, Molokai, Oahu, and I think it's Ku'ulawi.
Very good, Emily. Very good. Johnny, why don't you tell me something about Hawaii?
Hey! You ever seen a volcano blow up?
What?
I was just asking.
Well, there are two volcanoes on the Big Island that are still active, but I've never seen one actually erupt.
Well, why don't you tell us what you like to do for fun back in Hawaii?
Well, there's lots of stuff. Surfing, I do that every day. I mean, unless it's blown out or flat, or if I'm sick. But I mean, I have to be really, really sick, like I'm dying. Or there's also windsurfing, fishing. There's great hiking on North Shore, kayaking, waterfalls. I go to the beach a lot. Girls in bikinis.
In the cafeteria.
Pineapple or peaches? Pineapple, please.
The lunch lady drops goop into Johnny's bowl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked for pineapple.
And that is what you got. Who's next? Pineapple or peaches?
Emily sits at a table with the boy who asked about volcanoes. Johnny reaches for the chair beside her. Brett takes it before he can sit.
Sorry, Hawaii. This is my seat.
No problem. I'll just find another one.
Johnny scans the room, then steps away.
Bye-bye.
Emily gazes after Johnny with a frown. He sits by himself at an empty table. A smiling Pete steps into the doorway of the cafeteria. His smile fades as he spots Johnny sitting alone. Pete departs. Johnny sticks his fork in his bowl.
No way this is pineapple.
Emily looks away.
The guy's a loser, huh?
Yeah, what a loser.
In a hallway, Johnny opens his locker. A surfing magazine falls out as he pulls out a book. Brett snatches it as Johnny picks it up.
You can take a look at it if you want. That scene rips, brah.
Rips, brah? You're an American now, Hawaii. Try speaking English.
Oh, sorry, dude. I just meant that it was slamming. You know, totally nectar.
The girls really look like this in Hawaii? I mean, like everyone?
Pretty much. You can give it back to me when you're done, okay?
Johnny steps away.
Hey, Brett, look.
And?
It says here, Johnny Kappa whatever. The most promising young rider in the North Shore goes Richter at back door. Hey, Brett, how do you go Richter?
Does it look like I care?
Brett throws the magazine in the trash as Emily approaches.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. We're just welcoming the new kid. So we skiing?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Brett gazes forward.
Hey, Hawaii, wait up a sec.
Brett and his friend follow Johnny. Emily spots the magazine and pulls it out of the trash, still open to the article about Johnny. She holds on to it.
You ever skied before?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the summit this afternoon if you want to join us.
Sure.
All right.
The other boys walk away.
How hard can it be? Okay.
Whoa, what's with these boots?
In a ski shop, Emily steadies Johnny as he stumbles.
You sure you've done this before?
Oh, yeah. I'll be fine once I get the skis on my feet.
Well, here you go, then.
Thanks, Mr. Edison.
Yeah, thanks.
Whoa.
Oh, no, Johnny!
Johnny tumbles into a display of equipment, knocking everything over.
I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry.
Forget it.
Just go.
This guy's never been near a mountain that doesn't have lava coming out of it.
Johnny rides a ski lift with Brett, Emily, and the other boy. They rise into the air. A skier passes below.
So where'd you say you skied before?
Snowmass. Yeah, that's a great place.
Oh man, well I hope you don't get bored. I mean, the runs can be pretty tame for somebody who skied out west.
I don't think I'll get bored.
All four dismount the ski lift at the top. Johnny drifts off to the side. Emily's foot pops out of her ski.
Whoa. Oh. What's wrong?
My binding's loose. I'm gonna see if the lift guy has a screwdriver.
All right, we'll wait here for you.
Emily picks up her skis and steps away. Brett and the other boy ski over to Johnny and stop on either side of him.
Hey, Brett, you think you could give me a hand?
Sure.
They push Johnny.
Oh, sorry about that.
Bye.
Johnny struggles to keep his balance as he skis down the slope, gaining speed. Other skiers make way as he careens toward them.
Coming through! What's up? Whoa! Legs don't fail me now! Whoa! Watch out! Heads up! Coming down!
Two skiers collide. Brett and his friend catch up with Johnny.
Hey, Brett, maybe we should stop it.
No way. What's the matter, Hawaii? Don't they teach you how to stop in those Hawaiian ski schools?
Am I telling me how?
Oh, I'm sure you'll stop before you hit the highway.
Or maybe not.
That's what I'd be laughing too if I wasn't about to lose my life.
Johnny flies past a sign that reads ski area boundary.
He's totally out of control.
Tell me about it. We tried to stop him. If he doesn't watch out, he's gonna get somebody hurt.
Johnny passes between pine trees. He drops off a small ledge and continues down slope. He flies off a small ramp past a sign that reads Terrain Park. Johnny continues at speed as the ground levels out. He careens through an outdoor dining area. He enters the ski shop and falls flat on his face. A crowd gathers at the door. Mr. Edison kneels beside Johnny.
Returns are on the other side.
Outside, Johnny approaches Brett, Emily, and the other boy.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I didn't hit anybody, did I?
No, but you should try being more careful next time.
I don't think there's gonna be a next time.
Congratulations, Hawaii, your first day here, and you've already gotten your first clue.
I couldn't have done it without you, Brett.
Johnny walks away.
I wanted to stop it.
What?
Emily elbows Brett, then shoves his arm off her. Johnny returns home. Mel approaches holding a cardboard box.
Hey.
Hey.
So, how was school? Did you make any new friends?
Yeah. They took me skiing.
Really? How was it?
A lot harder than it looks.
Oh, did you fall?
Only once, but I made it count.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Hey, can I go upstairs and call Grandpa?
Sure.
Johnny heads upstairs. In his room, he grabs a cordless phone and rolls across his bed. He presses a hand to his back. A cordless phone stands on a coffee table near the back door of his grandpa's house. On the beach, his grandpa casts a net in shallow water. Pete enters Johnny's room.
Your grandfather not home?
Nah.
You know him. He's probably camping out on the other side of the island, chasing some huge swell.
I think I better do my homework.
Johnny moves toward a desk by his bay windows. Pete steps forward.
Mom told me you had a rough day on the slopes.
Yeah, so did everyone else who got in front of me.
Hopefully you learned something from it.
Like what?
That you need to concentrate on what's important. Like that stack of books in front of you.
Mel stops by.
Otherwise, you might as well be back in Hawaii, surfing.
Pop, I was just trying to fit in. You know, do what the other kids were doing.
Honey, that's great. It's just that maybe you should start small and build to King of the Mountain. Hey, look what finally came.
She holds up a school uniform. Now Johnny stands before a mirror wearing a black blazer, red sweater, and slacks.
You look like you grew up here, son.
P Pete pats Johnny's shoulder. Mel shrugs.
Well, I think you definitely blend in a little better.
She gives Johnny a kiss on the head, then departs. Johnny tugs on his lapels and straightens his tie. Later, Johnny enters the school with a smile. He wears a Hawaiian shirt in place of the sweater under his blazer, with a tie under the collar. Other students glance at him as they pass by. He flashes a hang-loose gesture at a boy, who shoots him a look. Johnny enters a classroom. Miss Arthur escorts him back out to the hallway. She folds her arms as he walks away, then shakes her head with a smirk. In a hallway outside a set of frosted glass double doors, Johnny examines framed portraits and photos on a wall. He turns as Emily comes out through the double doors.
Hey. Never thought I'd see you in here. What'd you do?
Do?
He points at the doors.
Oh, nothing. He's my father.
The principal's your dad?
We like to call him a headmaster.
Wow. I thought it was intense, my dad working on the computers. Must be brutal for you.
Let's just say I have to study twice as hard and never be late for class. It's weird, though. Out of all the rules here at Skyline, you know what's the one thing that sends my dad over the edge?
Do I even want to hear this?
Dress code violation. Well, better get going.
Emily walks away with a smirk. Johnny looks at his Hawaiian shirt.
I'm gonna get worked.
In an office, Johnny sits across from the middle-aged headmaster. A nameplate on his desk reads A. Pritchard.
It's Johnny, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What is it I could do for you, Johnny?
Miss Arthur said that I wasn't dressed right. I think it's my shirt.
Well, Miss Arthur may have a point. Not that that isn't a fine shirt, mind you.
No, thank you.
Has anyone told you why we have a dress code here?
No, not really.
We found over the years that if students don't have to think about who's wearing the latest or the most expensive fashions, it sets everyone on an equal footing right from the start. The only thing that's important is the person inside the uniform and what they achieve. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Good. And if you think you can manage to show up in your full uniform tomorrow, we have nothing more to discuss.
So, that's it?
Yes, unless there's a question you had for me.
No. Thank you, sir.
Quite all right.
They shake hands, then Johnny heads for the door. In class, Emily takes notes at her desk. Johnny leans toward her.
Do you enjoy totally freaking me out?
She smiles. Johnny takes the seat in front of her.
Maybe just a little.
Brett looks over from the seat beside Johnny. He frowns. A silver bus with blue and red stripes moves along a road. On board, Johnny gazes out the window toward a ski lodge. He shakes his head and turns away from the window. Snowboards hang on a rack on the exterior of the bus. Later, the bus stops across from a snowboard shop. Several boys with snowboards get on. One of them approaches Johnny.
It was professional, man. It was professional. It was sweet. It was nice. And, you know, you get props on that.
I wish it could.
Take my seat there. Huh? Is it cool if I sit here?
Oh, sure.
The boy takes the aisle seat beside Johnny. He pulls open Johnny's blazer and eyes his Hawaiian shirt.
Hey, you're the Hawaiian kid who bonsaied the peak yesterday, right?
More like Kamikaze did. You were there?
Nah, but everyone was talking about it on the hill today.
Oh, so you go to Skyline?
Maple Valley. It's the public school. My name's Sam.
Johnny Kapahala.
He eyes Sam's snowboard.
So, you any good on that thing?
Well, I have been known to get a little air.
Is it hard to learn?
It's a lot easier than skiing.
Johnny raises his eyebrows.
Think you could teach me how?
I guess they didn't tell you the rules.
What rules?
Academy kids ski. Public school is bored. It's been that way since snowboards were invented.
Well, this is me.
The bus stops. Johnny gets up.
Good luck, Sky. Keep your tips up.
Sky? Whoa.
On a new day at the academy, Emily browses in an aisle in the library. She takes a book off a shelf, revealing Johnny in the next aisle wearing his complete uniform. He smiles. She looks him over.
Not bad. You're actually starting to look like a sky.
She puts back the book.
Hey, some kid called me that yesterday. What's it mean?
Shh. That's what they call anyone from the academy. Kids who go to Maple Valley are the urchins.
They definitely got ripped when it came to picking names.
I never thought about it.
Hey, Emily, you ever go snowboarding?
Of course not.
Haven't you ever wanted to try?
We don't snowboard, Johnny.
Why not?
Because we ski. Urchin Sport and stay at Air Summit. We ski and stay at the resort. That's the way it is.
Johnny approaches Sam and others outside a ski lodge, Air Summit.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I gotta pull that 360 today, you know, just to show you who's the man.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Dude, did you miss your stop or something?
Nah, it's cool, bro. I just need a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll catch up. Sam, he's a sky.
Chill, Aaron. It's not contagious.
Sam and Aaron slide their hands across their jackets, then bump chests.
So what's up?
Well, here's the thing. I've been on a board my whole life. And if I don't get on one soon, I'm gonna lose it big time. Since there's no Big Wave Beach in Vermont, I figure I gotta do the next best thing. That's where you come in.
Wait a minute. You
look, I don't care about the skies or the urchins or whatever. I just wanna learn how to ride.
Sam looks Johnny up and down, then shoves him slightly.
Hey, what's up with that?
I'm just checking your balance.
Oh.
Yeah. Follow me. There's someone you gotta meet before we head up the hill.
All right.
Hey, you thought I was gonna kick your butt, didn't you?
Yeah, right. Get a
try. Sam leads Johnny into a snowboard shop. He stops and eyes Johnny's uniform.
Hey, you better button that coat up. We're on the other side of the mountain now.
Sam cups his hands around his mouth.
Cool!
Hey, Randy!
Street Sammy, what's the haps?
I found you a new customer. Randy, this is Johnny Capahola. Yeah, what he said. He just came in from Hawaii.
Oh, aloha, bruh.
Aloha. Hey, don't I know you from somewhere? Have you ever been to the islands?
Oh, I wish. Hey, wasn't there this outrageous surfer over there named Johnny Capahola? Dude was an animal, man. They used to call him Johnny Tsunami.
They still do. He's my grandfather.
No way. No possible way!
Yes, way.
Oh, man, this is truly phenomenal, dude. I'm gonna fully hook you up, man. Whatever you need, no charges. You know, take a look around, man. Pick out. I'll be back.
Thanks, Randy.
Randy steps away. Johnny touches Sam's cap, which resembles multicolored dreadlocks.
I don't have to wear one of these, do I?
No, you're not cool enough yet. Maybe when you get your first big air. Maybe.
On a slope, several snowboarders launch off of inclines and grab their boards midair. Sam sits with Johnny on the slope, each with a snowboard on their feet.
So this is just like surfing, but with snow, right?
If you say so, go for it.
Johnny gets up and starts down the mild slope. He turns his board, then falls. Sam shakes his head with a grin, then rides over to him. He sits in front of the prone Johnny.
Now, I've never surfed, but all the magazines say there are two big differences.
You know, you could have told me that before I ate all that snow.
Yeah, but it's better to learn firsthand, dude.
So, are you gonna tell me?
Yeah. First, steering. In the water, you steer with the front of your board, right?
Basically.
Yeah, well, on the snow, it's a 180 the other way. You steer with the back of your board. If you try to do it with the front, you'll munch.
So I guess walking the board's out of the question.
Yeah, that's the other big difference. Now try again, but go slow.
Johnny gets up and continues down the slope. Sam watches.
Oh!
Another boy on a snowboard helps Johnny up. Then Johnny wobbles as he approaches a snow ramp. Sam shakes his head.
Whoa!
Johnny falls. Another snowboarder lands hard in the snow. Sam kneels in front of Johnny.
Well, at least this wave doesn't thrash you after you fall.
All right, try again.
Johnny eyes four snowboarders getting huge air off a ramp.
When do we get to do that?
You gotta learn to stand up first.
Yeah, that'd probably help.
Yeah.
Johnny hops over a small lift and continues toward the large, nearly vertical ramp further down. He carves it like a wave. Sam shows him the handshake he did with Aaron.
You know,
here. Come across.
Oh, okay. This hand.
Yeah, yeah. Come across. Then back.
I go out of there.
You got it.
In town, Johnny steps onto a sidewalk carrying his snowboard. Brett and his friends emerge from a store.
You gotta be kidding me. Hey, Brett, look at this.
Oh, you've never seen one before? Oh, that's right. They don't have snowboards at Skyline.
Wow, I guess no matter how much you dress up an urchin, the true loser always comes out.
You know, it's kind of like dressing up a bunch of snobs in real clothes.
Man, I don't see what the big deal with these things is anyway. I mean, where's the challenge?
Brett's friend steps on the board, then falls on his back.
Yeah, Matt. Nothing to it.
Hey, Johnny. You want a ride?
Pete pulls up.
Gotta go. Keep your tips up.
Johnny grabs his board and gets into Pete's station wagon. Brett and his friends, all wearing matching yellow ski jackets, watch. Johnny rides with Pete.
Those guys from school?
Yeah.
See? I told you make new friends.
Johnny looks away. On a mountain, several snowboarders go off a ramp. Johnny rides a ski lift with Sam.
Hey, it'll happen. You're the first one from the academy who's ever crossed the line. You're sort of in no man's land.
Hell, maybe if we got more skies to go boarding, things would change.
It's not about boarding, dude. Dad says it's like any other war. It's about land.
What do you mean?
Well, see, the whole mountain used to belong to this one dude. When he died 10 years ago, his family divided it down the middle. Borders on this side, skiers on the other. Only problem is, the best runs are on Skyline. And we're not allowed to go over there.
That's completely bogus.
Fully. But what are we supposed to do?
Johnny falls on the side of a hill.
Whoa! You're still letting the hill work you. You gotta work the hill, baby!
I can't wait to get you out in the ocean. We're talking some serious payback.
I hope you do. The only large bodies of water I've ever seen have been frozen.
No way.
I'm serious. This is like the first place I've ever lived that hasn't had the words glacier or ice in its name. I think my core temperature is like 5 degrees lower than most humans. So just remember, you know, put your weight on your front leg and whip it around with the back. You know, just be aggressive, man.
All right.
There you go. That's it. That's it.
Another boy snowboards over the sand.
When are you gonna bail on this dude?
Hey, come on, man. At least he didn't face plant this time.
They eye Johnny.
Whoa!
Ooh.
Framed photos hang on a wall and stand on some furniture. Sam leads Johnny into a house.
You sure it's cool with your dad that I came over?
Oh, absolutely.
Johnny looks up.
Whoa. Do those planes fly over all the time like that?
I guess so. I've been living on bases my whole life. I don't even notice anymore.
Where are they all gone?
Oh, everywhere. South Carolina, Texas, Montana.
Hawaii?
I don't know. Probably.
Johnny eyes a framed photo of a smiling woman.
Oh, is this your mom?
Yeah. She passed away a couple of years ago.
Sorry, man.
Me too.
Don't you ever get tired of moving around so much?
Yeah, my dad promised me we'd be staying here for a while, though.
A man in a military uniform enters.
Oh, hey, Sarge, what are you doing home?
Finished up early today, Sammy. Figured we'd head in town, catch a movie.
Awesome.
Sam and the sergeant clap hands and hug.
Wow, this must be the famous Hawaiian surfer I've been hearing so much about.
Yes, sir. I'm Johnny.
Oh, aloha, Johnny. Pleasure to meet you. And you know you're welcome to join us.
I wish I could, but I gotta get back home.
Well, maybe another time then. Tell you what, you give me a minute to change into my civvies, I'll give you a ride.
That'd be great.
He steps away.
Dude, your dad's so cool.
Totally. So tell me. What's it like?
What's what like?
Hawaii.
Oh, it's so cool. Just think the exact opposite of this town, and you got it. Hey, if you come over tomorrow, I'll show you.
Cool.
In Johnny's room, he and Sam watch a surfer on TV.
That is a wicked big wave.
That's nothing. Winter 94, Waimea had 40-foot swells. It was insane.
You surfed 40-foot waves?
I was too little. My grandpa did, though.
How about your dad?
He doesn't surf.
How come?
Well, he's about as much like me as, this place is like Oahu.
Sam reads a magazine, then looks up at the TV.
Next time it's raging like that, I'm gonna be there, no matter what.
Well, if you end up snowboarding like that, you'll be getting bigger air than anyone around here. Except me, of course.
Yeah. Hey, Sam. Thanks for doing all this.
What?
Well, you know, teaching me and hanging out.
I know what it's like to be the new kid, but it gets better.
Hey, it's all good, brah.
On the TV, a surfer catches air off a wave. Now at school, Johnny closes his locker and picks up his snowboard. Emily stands behind him with her arms crossed.
Something wrong?
I don't get you.
What's to get?
Why are you snowboarding?
Well, I guess because it's fun. You're not gonna try convincing me that your father has a problem with that, too.
Very funny. Is it hard to learn?
Yeah. You probably wouldn't be able to do it.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just trust me. You would never be able to get up on one of these things.
Why not?
No offense, but I heard that the longer you've been a Sky, the harder it is to board. From what I can tell, you were born a Sky, so you might as well stick to skiing. And besides, you wouldn't want Brett to get mad, would you?
Johnny walks past Brett.
Surf's up, bro.
Brett approaches Emily.
Can you believe he went urchin? How pathetic is that?
At the mountain, she approaches Sam and Johnny, snowboard in hand.
You're getting better, except for that little Superman dive you pulled on the hill.
Yeah, right.
But you caught your toe on that one.
She lowers her scarf.
You sure no one followed you?
Very funny. Now what do I do?
Sam, this is Emily. Sky number two to bail on skiing.
I'm not bailing on anything.
Then why are you here?
I have to have a reason.
No, I just thought
that... Are we going or not?
Emily sits with Johnny on a gentle slope. Sam gently rides his board around them. Emily gets to her feet beside Johnny, who stands. She does a little hop, then drops to her knees. Emily tries to turn as she rides and falls. Sam and Johnny laugh and ride over to her. Emily rides in a straight line with her arms outstretched. Johnny and Sam smile at each other, then do their handshake. They all glide along a mountain path.
Okay, I'm ready for a real run now.
No, Emily, you're doing pretty good for your first time, but I don't think...
Can't keep up. I'll wait for you at the bottom.
Wait, Emily, don't. No!
Emily goes off the path and continues down a steep, rugged slope. She tumbles over a cliff and slides down the nearly vertical slope before grabbing hold of a rock face. She looks down at the long drop beneath her.
Oh no.
Sam and Johnny snowboard down to the cliff, kicking up snow as they stop. They unlatch their feet from their boards. Sam holds up a hand toward Johnny.
Wait here.
He inches toward the edge and looks down at Emily, clinging to the rock face.
Where is she? Can you see her?
Yeah, I see her.
Emily, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, but I'm stuck.
Okay, just hang on. Just hang on. We gotta get her some help.
We're gonna get you some help.
Sam, no!
The ground crumbles beneath Sam. He slides down the slope and grabs hold of the rock face just beside Emily.
Sam, you all right?
Johnny! You're gonna have to ski down and find the ski patrol.
All right, okay, all right.
Johnny looks around.
Okay, all right, I'll be right back.
Are you all right?
I guess it depends on your definition of all right.
Johnny looks down the rocky mountainside.
I guess this is the advanced class.
He gets on his board and begins his descent. Johnny falls, then rolls and gets back to his feet.
Sure he can make it down.
Yeah, he's good enough.
Johnny falls but keeps going without losing speed.
Whoa. How you doing, Emily?
I can't get my footing with the snowboard.
Okay, well, just hold on. I'm gonna try to reach down and get you out, okay? Just hold on, because it's gonna be all right.
Sam reaches for Emily's board.
Hurry up, Sam. I can't hold on much longer.
He unlatches her foot. The board drops. Johnny speeds down the mountain. He goes off a small lip and lands smoothly. He spots a snowmobile further down. Johnny launches high into the air off a snow ramp.
Oh, check it out, dude.
Is that the Sky?
Can you stop that landing?
Johnny stops in front of the snowmobile.
My friends need help.
Where are they?
Up at the cornice.
Climb on.
Sam and Emily cling to the rock face. The snowmobile parks on the cliff above them.
They're over there!
Johnny and the ski patroller look over the cliff's edge.
Sam! Emily, you all right?
Yeah! Yeah, did you bring help?
Right here! Just hang on, guys! I'm gonna grab a rope, I'll be right back!
Yeah! Johnny!
Yeah, Jerry!
We're gonna be all right!
Oh. Let's just hope this reaches.
All right, here it comes, guys! Watch your heads!
The patroller throws down a rope and hands the other end to Johnny.
All right, grab an end. All right, wrap the loop around her wrist. We're going to pull her up first.
All right.
Sam grabs the rope.
Here, Emily.
Good. All right, Emily, hang on. Here we go. Ready? One, two, pull! Good. And pull! Good, Emily. Good. Keep hanging on. Ready? One, two, pull! Ready? And pull! Good, Emily, you're doing great. One, two, pull! Oh, got it. Here we go. Pull her. Here we go.
Emily reaches the clifftop.
You all right?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, okay, that's real touching. But I'm still down here, guys.
All right, Sam, hang on. We'll be right there.
Emily uses a payphone.
Daddy, I'm fine. Yes. No, I promise, I'm not hurt.
You all right?
She turns away from Brett. Sam and Johnny stand with the patroller.
No, I don't need to see a doctor.
Thank you, for everything.
No problem. Just make sure you tell your friend to watch the signs next time.
Daddy, that's not fair.
Let's go.
Brett leaves.
Yes.
He marches up to Johnny.
Look, Kawhi, if you want to hang with these losers, that's up to you. But you don't need to drag Emily down with you.
Why don't you chill, Brett? It was an accident.
Stay out of it, Urchin.
Hey.
Look, stay away from Emily. You know, the only reason she's been nice to you is because her father made her.
That's a bunch.
It's true. But now that you got her grounded, it's not going to be a problem. You're an urchin now, Hawaii. You made your choice. So why don't you just stick with your little maggot pals and leave Emily alone?
Johnny holds back Sam as Brett turns away.
Just forget about it.
Sammy! Down here!
Sam sits in his father's car. Johnny sits in the back.
You know, you two are lucky that there was a patroller with a snowmobile.
I'm sorry, Dad. I was just trying to help Emily. I thought I could get to her.
Well, I guess in a way I should be proud. But just be careful from now on. I'd really hate it if anything bad ever happened.
At home, Johnny sits in the living room with his parents.
You know why I'm upset, don't you?
Johnny nods, his eyes downcast.
Because of Emily and Headmaster Pritchard and your job?
That actually hadn't crossed my mind until just now.
Johnny, we were worried that something had happened to you.
This isn't Hawaii. You know your limitations there, and you know how far you can push it. It's amazing. You just can't help acting like my father.
Cool.
I didn't mean it as a compliment.
Mel averts her gaze.
Now, why don't you go upstairs and do your homework?
Johnny steps away.
Why did you drag your father into this?
Because he's a part of the problem. No matter how many miles I put between the two of them.
Please don't tell me that's what this move was about, getting Johnny away from his grandfather.
Of course not. But it was a plus.
Mel looks away. Johnny listens from the stairs unnoticed.
Look, the kid needs to understand that my father is not a role model. He's not a hero. He's a surf bum. And I don't want Johnny ending up like him. I refuse to allow that to happen.
He's a kid, Peter. How can we predict what he's going to end up like? Today he wants to be a pro surfer. Tomorrow he could ask us for a drum set so he can be a rock star.
Oh, please, don't even joke about that.
Mel rubs Pete's knee. He rubs her hand.
I really hope that coming here, taking away some of the distractions, would bring us together as a family.
Mel leans toward Pete.
Whatever closeness we're missing has nothing to do with surfing or your father. Why do you think Johnny loves his grandpa so much?
I couldn't begin to tell you.
It's because he doesn't try to turn him into something he's not. He encourages him to be the best person he can. He celebrates who he is right now.
In his bedroom, Johnny holds the phone to his ear.
I know I'm supposed to find the good in things, but I miss home, Grandpa. I miss you.
Well, I miss you too, Pono. Look, one thing you can count on. You always know where to find me, huh?
How's the surf?
Cool. Stay big as ever.
I got a big swell coming in this week.
Oh, man.
Look, Pono. You can come visit anytime you want. I've got a hammock here with your name on it. Say the word. It's yours.
Grandpa, I gotta go. I'll call you back soon.
Mel enters.
How is he?
Good, I guess.
She grabs a garment off the bed.
So, am I grounded?
She looks at her son.
Why would you think that?
I just thought
Honey,
that...
I think you pretty much learned your lesson, huh?
I did.
Mel smiles and kisses his forehead.
Mom, why does Daddy hate Grandpa so much?
He doesn't hate him at all. They just see things differently.
Like what things?
Mel sits on the bed.
Life, for one.
That's a pretty big thing.
Yeah, it is. You know, your dad and your grandfather used to have a lot more in common.
It's weird thinking of Dad any different than he already is. I mean, caring about stuff besides work.
Johnny, there are a lot of things that your dad cares about more than just his job.
Like what?
Like being a good father to you. I think that's the most important thing in the world to him.
I better start my homework.
Yeah. You need some help?
I'm okay.
Morning. Headmaster Pritchard writes at his desk.
Come in.
Johnny enters.
Excuse me, sir.
Pritchard removes his glasses.
I really need to talk to you about what happened on the mountain yesterday.
In the cafeteria, Emily frowns as Johnny approaches.
How's it going?
Fine.
Well, I just got back from your dad's office, and I just wanted
to... You talked to my father?
Yeah.
Why'd you have to go and do that? You're just gonna make everything worse.
Emily, I just wanted...
Johnny, listen. What happened yesterday, we were lucky. We were really lucky.
I know, Emily, but everything worked out okay, didn't it?
Please, we can't see each other for a while. Can't you understand that?
But
I have to go now.
Sam's friends chat outside the snowboard shop.
That was insane, Ron. You know that dude?
Johnny approaches by himself.
Hey.
Aaron beckons. Johnny walks over.
Let me guess. No skies allowed? Huh. What you did yesterday? Get massive air off that jump to help Sam and that sky girl? Mad props, dude. You're a real charger.
Oh, thanks, bro. I didn't even know you saw that.
Sam comes out and throws a cap identical to his own at Johnny.
Huh. What's this?
Hey, now you're cool enough. Going on a sky raid.
What's that?
Well, there's some new powder on the back summit. The fattest runs on the hill, man. You wanna come?
Can we get busted for that?
Hey, only if they catch us. Urchin's motto, man. Go big, go home.
All right.
All right, come on, y'all. Let's go.
Johnny puts on his new cap. On the mountain, he rides with Sam and his friends down a steep, rugged slope. They kick up clouds of fresh, dusty snow as they zigzag in a line. Johnny falls and rolls back to his feet. The snowboarders shift their weight from side to side, carving the snow like a wave. Johnny rides ahead of the others, shifting his weight with confidence. He and Sam go off a snow ramp. Further down, the snowboarders weave between bare, slender trees. A group of skiers in matching yellow coats come down a nearby hill. Johnny spots them approaching as he and the snowboarders stop.
These guys ever stay home?
Yeah, we should bail.
You know, my grandpa always said that the ways are for everybody. Why should this be any different?
Brett points.
You're not supposed to be on this run.
Really? Is that written somewhere?
It doesn't have to be.
Brett, this is getting really stupid. Just let it go.
No, we're not letting it go. Look, if you guys want to join, I'm turning your jackets and learn how to snowboard.
Not me. I'm never getting on one of those things again.
Look, wife, take your bunch of rejects back to Air Summit now.
We're not leaving. These are the best runs on the mountain, and we should be able to ride them too.
Brett shoves him down.
Take a break. Are you gonna leave or what?
Brett and Johnny grapple on the ground.
You're dead, urchin! Smack him!
Yo, yo, I know you won't take me on.
Brett punches Johnny.
Guys, stop fighting!
A snowmobile approaches.
Ski patrol, man.
Brett and Johnny look over.
Let's get out of here! Don't even bother showing up to school tomorrow. You do, you're toast.
Brett gets back on his skis.
Let's go, Emily. Remember what your father said.
Johnny sits on the ground. Emily looks at him as she departs with the skiers.
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah.
The patroller pulls up to Sam and Johnny.
You guys all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be the altitude.
You might want to head back to Air Summit.
Yeah, that's where we were going.
The patroller departs.
Dude, if my dad finds out about this, I'm gonna be toast.
Oh, maybe he won't find out.
In Pritchard's office.
But that's not what happened. He started it. I was just defending myself.
Johnny sits with his parents.
I can only go by what the other kids told me. There was a fight, which you and the other kids on snowboard started.
That's completely bogus. Did you talk to Emily? What'd she say?
We're getting away from the point, which is that like our dress code, which we've been over already, we have a behavior code that says you can't start a fight with another student, no matter what the circumstance.
Yes, sir.
According to the Skyline bylaws, I could expel you. After talking with your parents, I've decided I'm only going to give you a warning. But from here on out, you're on probation.
Thank you, sir.
Mel rubs Johnny's arm, and Pete gives him a sidelong look. Pritchard sits back in his chair.
You have to make a pivotal decision, Johnny.
About what?
Where do you want to fit in around here?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand.
Your friends, Johnny. I'm talking about your friends.
Are you saying that you want me to choose between the skies and the urchins?
Pete lowers his gaze.
Skyline has a reputation it does for a reason. The children that go to school across town will never have the same opportunities that you will have if you stay here.
But that's not fair. I mean, it shouldn't be that way, just like the mountain shouldn't be divided in two.
It may not be fair, but it's reality. Huh? In the real world, it's exactly the same. Good or bad, right or wrong, it's fact.
Mel's mouth hangs open.
You have the chance to be a winner, Johnny. I would hate to see you give up that chance just for a few rides down the mountain strapped to a piece of wood.
Johnny walks with his parents outside school.
At least I didn't get kicked out.
You see that as some sort of victory?
Can we please wait till we get home to talk about this?
I'm telling you the truth. I didn't start it.
Mel puts her arm around Johnny and Pete walks ahead. The station wagon pulls into their driveway where Sam sits on their stoop. Johnny gets out.
Hey, Sam. Look, I can't really hang out right now.
Me either, but I gotta talk to you.
Sam, whatever it is, it's gonna have to wait.
I know, sir, but it's important. If I could just talk.
Sam, I said.
Peter, why don't you and I go inside and give these guys 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's all I need.
Fine. But that's it. Then inside.
Mel and Pete go inside.
You're in it deep, huh?
Majorly. I don't even want to think about it. Oh, so what were you going to tell me?
You know how my dad said we'd be staying here for a while?
Yeah.
Well, they gave him a new post and a promotion to Sergeant Major. We leave at the end of the week.
For?
Iceland. Oh, man, I am so over being cold.
That is way harsh. I can't even believe it.
You can't believe it. How do you think I feel? My dad promised. I mean, he promised me.
I'm sorry, bro.
I mean, I like it here. You know, hanging with you, boarding. I don't want to move again.
We got to do something.
Too late. It's over.
They slap hands, then hug. Sam walks away. Inside, Pete sits in an armchair reading a newspaper. He looks up at Mel, who turns toward him with crossed arms. She steps away as Johnny comes inside.
What was so important?
Sam's moving to Iceland.
Johnny, I'm so sorry.
Pete sets down his newspaper.
You may not want to hear this, but Sam leaving is probably for the best.
How can you even say that?
You have to learn to get along with your peers. Until you do, I want you to stay away from those, urchins.
Pete!
And I don't want you snowboarding.
Oh, I can't believe my own father's a Sky.
Johnny...
You know, I thought moving here was the worst day of my life. I tried to fit in. I tried to get along. And finally, I start to, and my best friend moves away. And now you're telling me that I can't even hang out with the only other ones I have? Ugh, this reeks so bad, I can't even take it.
Someday you'll understand why I'm doing this.
No, Pop. I never will. There's nothing right about this, and you know it. And I wish your grandpa was here. At least he understands me.
Johnny marches upstairs. Mel walks away, leaving Pete alone in the living room. In his bedroom, Johnny watches Surfers on TV. He lies prone in his bed, staring at the TV screen with an open magazine in front of him. A soft smile crosses his lips. He raises his eyebrows. He blinks, then grabs his phone.
Hey, it's me. Let me ask you a question. Exactly how cold are you?
Later, Mel leads Pete into Johnny's empty room.
Look at this.
A laptop displays a text document.
Mom and Pop, I'm sorry for everything, for letting you down, but Sam and I can't live here anymore.
Pete glances at Mel.
Please don't worry about us. We'll be fine where we're going. Where is he?
I don't know.
I don't believe this.
I do. I have no problem believing this.
Pete stares. At the door, Sam's dad holds up a note.
Did you get one of these?
Can you think of anywhere they would go?
They're 2 13-year-olds with no money. How far can they possibly get?
On a rocky beach, Johnny and Sam carry luggage along the shore.
I still think my dad is going to have me court-martialed once he finds out we snuck onto one of their planes.
Yeah, but tell me this isn't worth it.
Sam looks around.
It's worth it.
Grandpa spots them as he steps out of the water with a surfboard under his arm.
Hey! Oh, no!
That's my grandpa.
No!
Later, Johnny and Sam lie asleep in Grandpa's back room. In the backyard, Grandpa holds a phone to his ear.
You gotta hand it to him, Pete. Hopping a military transport and flying halfway around the world shows some serious ingenuity, eh?
No, Dad. What it shows is some serious stupidity. And I can only imagine that you welcome them with open arms.
Ho. Look, I hate to stop this fight before we get to the later rounds, but you know what? It's not about you and me.
You better let me talk to him.
Sleep and let him rest.
Fine. Then you will get them on a flight back tomorrow.
Well, I guess I could, but I'm not going to.
What do you...
At home, Pete smiles at Sam's dad and Mel, then turns away.
What do you mean you're not going to?
That's what I said. I'm not going to force them to go back.
This isn't a game. You are going to send those two back. Do you understand me?
Look, I'll make sure they get back, Pete. But only when they're ready. Otherwise, they'll do it again. You don't want that.
Listen to me.
Just give it a try. It'll be okay.
Pete works his jaw.
Get a workout, son. You just worry about what to do when they get back to Vermont. Look.
Grandpa hangs up.
But, Dad...
Pete lowers the phone.
What's the matter?
Yeah, are they coming back tomorrow?
He turns towards Sam's dad and Mel.
My dad thinks they need to make that decision on their own. He thinks me absolutely crazy.
The boys are in good hands, really. Don't worry.
Are you sure?
Mel shoots a look at Pete.
Very.
Pete tightens his lips. He grabs a mug and paces in the kitchen. Later, with Sam's dad gone, Mel lifts her head.
You know, when Johnny was born, we said that no matter what, when it came to what was best for him, we would stick together. We'd be a team in raising our son.
And it's worked pretty well, up until recently.
It has. But something's changed, Peter.
What's changed?
Mel collects dishes from the counter.
What? You think it's me?
Somewhere along the way, I lost the boy from the North Shore I fell in love with.
I couldn't stay a kid forever, Mel. Not if I was going to provide for this family the way I have.
Well, I would gladly give some of it back to spend one day with the Pete Carpajala who was so happy, who loved life so much.
Don't you think you're being a little melodramatic?
At the sink, Mel throws up a hand.
All I can say is, I can't sit by and watch you strip our son of the same joy you used to have.
She rubs her forehead and marches away. Pete uncrosses his arms. In Hawaii, Sam and Johnny lie in the sand behind Grandpa's house.
Can you believe, within this 2-mile stretch of beach, there are 15 of the best waves in the world?
Hey!
Hey! Hey, good morning. Hey, Grandpa? You're not gonna send us back, are you?
Yeah, Mr. Tsunami. I really like it here.
Well, if you two really want to stay, I'm not gonna stop you.
You serious?
As far as I'm concerned, you can crash here as long as you want.
All right.
Later, Johnny waxes a surfboard.
Hey, have fun today, man.
Oh, hey, Sam. You sure it's okay? I can stay and teach you.
Go for it. Your grandpa's gonna have me riding before you get back.
Ready, Sam?
Oh, yeah, man.
Good.
Sam walks away with Grandpa. Johnny's friends approach.
Johnny K! Hey, we heard you were back, but we didn't believe it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Dina's like that movie The Rock. They're trapped in that brutal prison, and they barely escaped their lives.
Jakey, it wasn't that bad. You guys hear the report?
Yeah, it's raging at Pipeline.
Dude, let's go before it gets sued.
Johnny looks toward the beach and stops. Grandpa instructs Sam by the shore.
Look, you guys go ahead. I gotta take care of something.
Yeah, right. Funny, man.
I'm serious. I'm staying.
Johnny joins Grandpa and Sam. Sam lies flat on a surfboard on the shore, then in the water. He catches a small wave and tries getting to his feet before falling. Sam rides backward in front of a wave. Facing forward, Sam stands up on his board as he catches a wave, then jumps off. On another wave, Sam rises and keeps his balance, his knees bent and his arms outstretched. At night, they sit by a fire.
Man, that was so awesome. I wish my dad could have been here to see me.
Your dad would have been plenty proud, Sam.
Grandpa lies back.
I can't believe I ever left Hawaii.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I could have gone in your place, Puno.
No way. Why would you ever want to do that?
Yeah, think about it. You always know that you can ride waves as good as anybody in the islands. But you got to go to a world complete opposite of here. Ride waves there?
Grandpa, I'm pretty sure there aren't any waves there. And, well, at least I didn't see any.
You sure now?
Yeah, I've lived there for a while. And I'm pretty sure that Johnny's right on this one. There's no waves, no.
Yeah, sometimes they don't look like waves, Sam. Sometimes they look like mountains with snow, and sometimes they look like things you don't like to do.
I think what my grandpa's trying to say is that you gotta deal with everything that's happening. You know, kind of like a raging squall.
Yeah, something like that.
Mr. T, is it all right if I go call my dad?
Sure, help yourself, Sam.
Sam heads toward the house. Grandpa sits up beside Johnny and stares at the fire.
It's a righteous thing you did, Pono, staying helping your friend.
Well, that's what you would have done. You know, Poppy says I get more and more like you every day.
That's what you want.
Oh, sure. That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'm not perfect, Pono. But I guess you heard that song before, eh?
Grandpa.
Look, don't get me wrong, Pono.
I'm proud that you want to bring big wave glory to the family name, but I want you to find your own greatness. Guaranteed. When you do, it'll be far better than anything I ever did.
Grandpa rubs Johnny's head. On a new day, he approaches Johnny by the shore.
Hey, Sam's still asleep. Guess that lesson yesterday must have taken a lot out of him, eh?
Yeah.
He puts his arm around Johnny.
Grandpa, when I was first learning how to surf, was I any good?
What? You don't remember?
Not really. I was kind of little.
Yeah. Well, Pono, wasn't a pretty sight. Took you a long time to get up, but you never give up, and that's what counts, huh?
It's just like everything back in Vermont, it's just so hard.
Well, for some people, that'd be reason enough to stay here.
It's probably a better reason to go back, though, isn't it?
Oh, no. This is one of those times I'm certain you're my grandson.
So you're not mad at me then?
Nah, no way. In fact, remember I said I want to go in your place?
Yeah.
Watch your step. In Vermont, Grandpa, Johnny, and Sam get off a plane.
Oh, it's beautiful. You didn't do this place justice, Pono.
We better hurry. It's already 8:42.
They exit the airport. Mel and Sam's dad stand waiting for them. Sam's dad points.
Ma!
Oh.
Grandpa approaches his son.
Hey, Pete.
Dad? You could have just put him on a plane.
I'd have missed this look on your face.
Hey.
Is this us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Johnny approaches Pete.
So, you must be really mad at me, aren't you?
We'll talk about it later. Once I get over the shock of seeing your grandfather.
At night, Johnny sits on a bench swing with Grandpa, looking up at the sky.
You know, Pono, I think the stars are even brighter here than back home in Kilauea.
Yeah, they are. Well, I better get to bed now.
You better rest up. We got a big day tomorrow.
We do?
What, you think I came all this way to sit on a porch and look at stars with you?
Good night, Grandpa.
Pete steps out as Johnny heads for the door.
Night, Pop.
Night.
Johnny continues inside. Pete steps past the bench swing toward a snow-covered railing. He gazes out with his back to his father.
How'd you get him to come home?
You know, didn't have to do much, Pete. Smart kid. More like his father than he'll ever admit.
Well, whatever you did, I appreciate it.
Pete taps the snow on the railing.
I really thought moving here was going to be the best for him. I wanted to give him a great opportunity.
Know why you did it? You didn't want him to end up like me?
That's not true, Dad.
Ah, of course it is. It's okay.
Dad, listen.
Look, he's just a kid. But a kid who does something better than just about anybody. You take that away from him, take away part of him.
I never had the passion for surfing like you or Johnny.
Well, maybe it skips a generation. Your grandfather couldn't even swim.
Facing his father, Pete grins and shifts his gaze.
If I could go back, there's a lot of things I would have done to have been a better father to you. But there's one thing I wouldn't change no matter what.
What's that?
Grandpa lowers his gaze, then gets up from the bench swing.
You know, when you quit surfing, to me that was like quitting school. No matter how much I wanted to force you back in the water, I didn't.
It's good that you didn't. Nothing could have changed my mind.
Exactly. Like nothing's gonna change Johnny's. He's gonna do what he's gonna do. With our blood running through him, not even Kamehameha could stop him, eh?
Pete offers a tight-lipped grin.
It's done, it's done between us. But I'm proud of you, son.
He locks eyes with his father.
I just hope you'll be proud of Johnny when the time comes.
Grandpa puts a hand on Pete's shoulder. Inside, Pete sits alone in the living room, flipping through a photo album. Facing pages show three photos of himself and his father. In one, Pete as a child sits in his father's lap as they both grip a fishing rod. In another, Pete as an adult stands with his father's arm around him. He lifts his wistful gaze. On a new day, Grandpa parks the station wagon in front of Air Summit with Johnny riding in the passenger seat.
Maybe we should get home. I mean, I'm still supposed to be grounded. I'm for sure not supposed to be over here.
Grandpa glances out the window.
Did your dad ever teach you to listen to your elders, Pono?
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely your elder, so listen up. I'll take care of your dad. You just worry about showing me the best around the mountains, okay?
You got it, Grandpa. Isn't this cool?
Cool.
Grandpa, check this out.
They enter the shop.
Oh, Longboard's back.
Oh, no way, dude. Johnny's Tsunami right here at Randy's Riders.
Aloha, Randy. Just want to come by personally and thank you for taking care of little Tadpole here.
Oh, not a problem. And may I say, it is completely out of control to have you in my humble establishment. Sorry I don't carry any surf gear, but we don't get much call.
But you can help us with snowboards, eh?
Oh, this is epic. Johnny Tsunami going huge, busting out the big air snow stick.
Snowboards topple over as Randy leans one on the rack.
No worries, I'll get that later.
Randy steps away. Johnny and Grandpa look at each other, then at a rack of helmets. They exchange a nod and grab helmets.
Randy, we'll take two of these.
On the mountain.
So you ready to catch the big wave East Coast style, Pono?
Grandpa, don't you think you should learn a few of the basics first?
Don't worry about me. Just see if you can keep up. Andele, Pono.
Grandpa goes off a ramp, grabs his board, and spins around.
No way did that just happen.
Grandpa leads Johnny down the mountain on their snowboards. Grandpa goes off a snow ramp, does a stylish grab trick, and lands facing the other way. Johnny goes off the ramp, bends, and grabs the back of his board. He spins and lands. Grandpa weaves between trees, kicking up snow. He slides across a downed tree trunk. Johnny follows his path. He slides across the tree trunk and grabs his board as he hops off. Grandpa goes off a large rock, drops through a cloud of snow, and lands cleanly. Johnny rides off the same rock and grabs his board on the way down. Johnny follows his grandpa as they weave from side to side down rugged terrain. They both ride off a tall rock, using it as a ramp, and grab their boards midair. Grandpa grabs the tail of his board. He lands several feet ahead and down from the rock. Johnny lets go of the middle of his board and lands. They zigzag toward the bottom of the slope and stop. Several skiers in yellow coats, including Brett, approach.
How come you never told me you had a snowboard?
How come you never asked?
Brett sprays them with snow as he stops.
Why? Who's the freak?
Johnny's grandfather. Nice to meet you, Brett.
But you know my name.
Lucky guess.
Yeah, well, don't even think about going down this trail. It's just been declared urchin free.
You have a right to do that, Brett.
You're right, I do.
Well, of course. Until someone else earns their place, that is.
Newsflash for you, Gramps, that's never gonna happen. You see, this side of the mountain's for skiers only. You know, the sport with two boards, poles, no tattoos.
And you think that's fair?
It sounds fair to me, Hawaii. I mean, you get to hang with your bras in the snowboarding park out of the way, where hopefully you won't bring complete and total shame to the winter sport community. And, well, we get to stay right here where we've been forever.
Brett smirks. Johnny eyes Emily, who stands with Brett's group. Grandpa looks at Johnny.
Hey, you know what? Back on the island, we should have this contest. The best surfer from each group will catch a wave, and whoever got the best ride got to keep the beach for the day. So how about it, Brett? A race from the corners to the bottom. Just you and me.
Yeah, right.
No lie, dude. If you win, the boards stay off your side forever. But if I win, we share the mountain. All of it.
That's stupid. If I win, things stay just like they are right now. Why should I even bother?
Because the winner gets this.
Grandpa, no.
What is that?
It's a tsunami medallion. Given to the best surfer in Hawaii.
Yeah, but it's not a part of this. Just forget it.
I'll do it. When it gets to Meadow and the right to whatever side of the mountain they want.
Emily watches Johnny.
Fine. First thing tomorrow. Here.
Done.
At home, Johnny answers the door for Sam.
Hey, what's up, Sam?
Hey, John.
What's going on?
Came to say goodbye.
Johnny steps outside.
But didn't you hear about tomorrow? The race?
Yeah, well, Sarge says we gotta leave early in the morning. Because of his orders. I'm gonna have to miss it. You can beat that guy, Johnny. Just remember, go big or go home. Right?
Right on, brah. No way that bonehead's ever gonna wear my medal.
Cool.
They do their handshake.
All right, later, man.
Sam steps away.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
Mahalo.
You're welcome, bruh.
Sam smiles, then departs. Johnny goes back inside. Pete approaches as Johnny starts upstairs.
Sam not staying?
Oh, nah. He just came to say goodbye.
You have fun with your grandfather today?
Yeah. Look, I know I'm supposed to be grounded, Dad, but...
Listen, Johnny. Why don't we just forget about the grounding?
Really?
Really.
Johnny sits on the stairs.
Pop, I know I messed up. With the fighting and the running away. I don't know what happened or why I did it, but... things will be different from now on. And I'm really sorry.
I'm the one who should be apologizing.
You?
Yeah.
Pete sits beside him.
I never could have imagined how tough it would be on you. Moving here, leaving home.
It's not that bad.
Johnny, I know you may find this hard to believe, but your dear old dad isn't perfect.
Sure you want to admit this?
Believe me, the older you get, the harder it is to admit. And the harder it is to apologize. So, if there's anything I can do to make it up to you.
Well, there is this race tomorrow, and it's something that I really want to do. If it's okay with you, that is.
Pete grins.
As long as you win. That medallion needs to stay in the family.
Hey, you know.
Pete puts his arm around Johnny and flashes a hang loose gesture.
Now go wash up for dinner, huh?
All right.
Johnny jogs upstairs. Pete watches him go, then turns toward the living room and stops. Mel looks up from a book as Grandpa does a crossword puzzle.
I need an 8-letter word for miracle.
Pete steps forward, grinning.
Very funny.
Grandpa looks up.
Sounds like you reached a treaty.
We did.
Mel smiles and leans forward.
Was it painful?
Pete joins her on a couch.
Only when I think of all the time I've missed with my amazing son.
Pete grins. His wife rubs his shoulder. On a new day, the sun shines over the snowy mountain. Johnny rounds a corner to find Brett's friends standing in a group. Emily turns and steps away from the group. Johnny walks over to her.
So, you here for Brett?
Not really. Mostly I wanted to apologize to you.
For what?
My dad finally admitted you tried to take the blame for what happened.
Emily,
now I realize what you were trying to tell me the other day. I should have listened to you.
It's okay,
really. It's just that after you went to my dad, he got even madder. And he and Brett and everyone were telling me to stay away from you.
Emily, look, it's okay. Believe me, I understand when your dad wants you to do something that you really don't want to do.
You're really sweet.
Johnny smiles.
Well, good luck. And be careful.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Emily steps away.
Hey, Archie!
Sam approaches with a group of snowboarders.
What happened? I thought you were gone already.
The Sarge got his orders changed when he realized how epic this all was. We leave in the morning.
Hey, your stick, dude. Prepped and ready to rock. I even used a special wax in my private stock. Totally nectar.
You haven't seen nectar until you've seen these.
Mr. Edison.
Hello, Randy. Hey, Ronnie.
Wait a minute. You guys, are you?
Are we gonna do this or what, Urchin?
Brett shoves past Johnny.
Hey, you the man.
After you.
Mel, Pete, and Grandpa approach.
Great, Dave.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, Bono! Hey.
Johnny and Brett stand at the top of a slope.
Pull my kite, you Brett.
What's that, some kind of Hawaiian swear word?
It means good luck.
Oh, well, pull me whatever to you too. Look, first one at the bottom of the mountain through all the gates and the train park wins. You ready?
Say the word.
See you at the bottom, loser.
Brett shoves Johnny over. He takes off on his skis. Johnny rises and follows on his board. Brett stays low as he swerves from side to side in a controlled manner. Johnny leans back as he comes speeding down the slope. Brett goes off an incline and flies gracefully through the air. Johnny goes off the same incline. Brett skis over a small hill on the slope. Johnny catches up and briefly overtakes Brett. They come flying off of a large rock at the same time. Brett nearly falls but quickly recovers. Johnny snowboards ahead. They each swerve from side to side as they race neck and neck down an open stretch of the slope.
Dude, lay off!
Brett pushes Johnny, sending him over the edge of a rocky cliff. Johnny lands and continues down. He rides through a narrow path between two massive rocks. Brett glances back. Johnny rides off a rock, landing below. Brett looks over his shoulders. Johnny drops off another rock and lands just beside Brett. His snowboard collides with Brett's skis. Brett staggers but stays on his feet. They continue down the slope at speed, trading the lead several times. Neck and neck with his opponent, Brett nudges him.
Hey, get off, man!
Get out of my way, Hawaii!
They go off of a massive jump at the same time. Brett pulls ahead just as they land, with Johnny close behind. They each make stylish moves as they go off a smaller jump. Johnny carves a snowbank, then staggers. They catch air and continue down the slope. Brett shoves Johnny.
This is my urchin!
Not a chance, Brett!
As a crowd waits at the finish line, they glide off a jump and soar through the air in slow motion. Brett falls as they land, losing a ski. Johnny crosses the finish line just ahead of him. Johnny gets off his snowboard.
Hey, Brett, you all right?
Fine, back off.
Sam rushes over.
You hold the way, Pono. The medallion is yours.
Grandpa hands the medallion to Emily. Brett rolls his eyes. She places it on Johnny.
Emily, what are you doing? He's still an urchin.
He won, Brett. He earned it.
She's right. It's over, Brett.
Brett storms away. Pete beams.
We're gonna have a big party at our house this afternoon, and everyone's invited.
Later, people mill about the party where a whole pig roasts on a spit. With his family nearby, Pete ladles punch from a bowl.
You know what? Your dad and I were talking last night, and we came to a decision.
About what?
We decided that if you want, you can go back to Hawaii with your grandfather and spend the rest of the school year there.
Cool. Real? For real? Oh.
Johnny looks out at the party.
Well, not so bad here. And I think I miss you guys too much.
Mel smiles and hugs Johnny.
Told you were smart, MP.
And besides, the urchins may need me, you know, in case Brett wants a rematch.
Randy approaches with Ronnie.
Hey, Johnny, dude, that was killer. We just want to thank you.
For what?
For showing us how bogus this whole fight's been. Brothers shouldn't go so many years without speaking, no matter how different they are.
No way, you guys are brothers?
Oh, dude, you're looking at the last remaining original Sky and Urchin. When we were kids, our folks split up. I went to Skyline, Randy went to Maple Valley. Yeah, 10 years ago, our pop passed away and left us the mountain, and we just split it down the middle, you know, boarders on my side and skiers on mine. It's been that way ever since, but we think it's time to put things back together. That's why next month will be the grand opening of Edison Brothers Air Summit. All access for everyone, all the time. That's pretty catchy, bro. You come up with that?
Later, Johnny stands with Emily.
I knew you'd win all along.
Wow.
Grandpa approaches.
Think the world's ready for the next Johnny Tsunami?
Well, I think they better be, Grandpa.
Grandpa steps away. Emily hugs Johnny. They slow dance. Sam whispers into Johnny's ear, then joins his dad. Johnny and Emily continue to dance as the party guests mingle around them. Fade to black. Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios, voiced by Mike DeBonis.